Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
The Cold Omaha Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
What?
Saving it.
Locked On Wolves Wired Podcast.
Not saving it.
Monday night edition. Going in cold. Cooler than the fan in the freezer. What do you think of that one?
She's pretty good.
Shouts to Young Jeezy. Tim, before I saw you at the game today, which we will talk about momentarily, the Wolves victory over the Washington Wizards. What was the score? 119-104?
Sounds about right.
That's off memory. Check it.
We were just there and we don't even know the damn score.
Ricky Rubio setting a franchise record, 18 assists, 19 assists in a single game. All of that in a minute.
119-104.
Did you know portion of this program today? Tim, avid earmuff supporter.
Do I really have to go into detail?
I don't want to, so you have to, yeah.
I had a lot of a certain concoction, a certain punch concoction, and I think...
A famous punch concoction at this point, right? Borderline?
A Sting song is coming to mind. Yeah, and I think I might have still been feeling some after effects of that, and... I was going to the Minnesota United soccer game that Sunday morning.
Sunday morning after the Wolves lost to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, afterthought. But I realized I'd left my hat in my office, and I didn't really want to go all the way to Edina to get my stuff in my office. So I decided to hit the town and pick up some headwear. I really wanted earmuffs at that point. They didn't have any at the first couple stores I went to. Zach, you were with me.
Tim, you picked me up off the street. You picked me up off the street. You brought me into Uptown. I was without my phone. It was lost at the moment. And we went earmuff shopping. How cute.
I was very dazed. And I'll be honest. I think I said this to you on Sunday. After a while, I just enjoyed the hunt. I would have gotten a hat at the first store, but after a while, I'm like, I'm going to check 6 stores for earmuffs.
You enjoyed me talking to the retail employees that much?
Yeah. I've got a very specific question to ask
you. Oddly specific item request. Do you guys have earmuffs?
Weirdly enough.
Nobody
had
them.
None of them had ear. That's weird, isn't it? And then we saw the one.
Urban Outfitters had them on Markdown, but then they sent them off to an outlet store. That's what the guy said.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't have them.
Well, that one old dude with the cool, like, plaid earmuffs, that guy is my idol. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Right as I said, nobody on earth wears earmuffs, and then we come around the corner and there's somebody wearing earmuffs.
So, moral of the story.
Why the hell do you wear...
Uptown's pizza is surprisingly good.
The brunch pizza is excellent. Shouts to Uptown. You still got a stamp on your wrist, by the way.
I've showered twice. This thing isn't going away. I've showered twice since that event. Sunday afternoon, it's still there. 2 showers.
Associated Press. Karl-Anthony Towns had 39 points and 13 rebounds. Ricky Rubio scored 22 points and broke his own franchise record with 19 assists as the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Washington Wizards 119-104 on Monday night. I'll tell you what, as Rubio got a standing ovation after breaking the record, that was pretty awesome, right?
It was great.
Are you vindicated as a Ricky Rubiolo?
I guess. I feel
with
like...
With the way he's played lately?
Yeah, it's been fun. I feel like the same people that are going to hate on Rubio are going to always hate on Rubio. I can't... There's nothing left he can do to convince the people that don't like him, I think. Unless he is able to put up 15-plus points per game... like for the foreseeable future, which I doubt because I think he's going to eventually hit a wall. It seems like whenever
not
he's
not
on...
a John Wall, though.
Oh, he hit that John Wall. He knocked it down.
He outplayed him, that's for
he
sure.
He sure did. And Candace Hoopus a couple games ago tweeted out on their account how Rubio had, by all measures, outplayed Steph Curry, and then had also outplayed Chris Paul in that game prior to that. Had 22 points against Milwaukee, which, I mean, he wasn't going up against Adetokounmpo, but so that doesn't count as much. But now, outplayed John Wall. I don't know if what that means. It just means that he's been playing really well, I think, if nothing else. But it's been fun, for sure. But I don't know if I feel vindicated, because my cynical view of some Wolves fans lead me to assume that they're A, not taking it seriously, or B, which is the more likely option, have no idea that this is happening because they're not real Wolves fans.
Get it. Let's go. As we speak, the Nuggets are ahead of the Lakers 54-31 in the second quarter.
Okay.
As it stands in the standings, the Wolves are three games back of the Nuggets for that eighth and final playoff seed. If things continue to go in that game, the Nuggets-Lakers matchup, it'll be 3.5 games back.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough, especially with the schedule they have going on. But Tim, as I told you during the game, due to reasons that I won't expound on in this space, we haven't talked about the Warriors or the Bucks games on either of these programs. So being that I wasn't at the Warriors game and you were, how goes it?
I mean, I've seen you since then. So
I know.
We went earmuff shopping. It was great.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah, you know that you've got a good friend when he begrudgingly goes earmuff shopping with you. Are the Wolves good?
I think they are since the postseason break. Or the All-Star break, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if there's a postseason break, the schedule is weird.
I don't have any numbers up in front of me because we're going into this cold as hell, but I'll say one statistic that might shock you. Shabazz Muhammad hasn't made a three in March.
I heard Britt Robeson tell somebody that earlier. I will tell you one thing. This 119-104 victory, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm actually going to
check this before
I tweet it like a fool.
And say it on a pod.
Yes.
You said tweet it.
Oh, that's because I was thinking about Twitter. Nope, I was wrong. Okay, so the last two games that the Wolves have won, 103-102 to Golden State, and tonight, 119-104, were the first two wins over a string of wins. I think they're like 13-7 or something over this stretch. Those are the only two recent wins since February 8th, that the Wolves have given up 100-plus points in a win. And in that stretch, they only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses. 5 losses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 9 wins. 9-5 over that stretch. Of those 9 wins, only the last two have been by 100 points or more.
Wow.
There's your number.
You heard it here first. The Wolves never trailed the Wizards tonight, leading by as many as 21. It got close during the second quarter and the fourth quarter, I think.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly. I don't know.
Towns was like a -3 for a while in the second quarter, despite the Wolves being up by like 14.
Okay, interesting nugget after the game. Tom Thibodeau is like, I've inquired to the refs, to the league,
about
the contact Karl Anthony Towns is engaged in the low post area and that he's not getting calls. And I thought both of those two in the second quarter, Towns, I think, at like the 8:30 mark, and Thibodeau with less than a minute to go in the second. Both of them got technicals, I think, for arguing in Towns defense for some of the no calls that he, no calls in wake of contact that could have very well resulted in foul calls. You know what I'm saying at this point?
Yes.
You've covered more games in the recent month or so that you probably have a better understanding of what's going on. But does it feel like Towns is... Do you feel like Thibodeau has a beef here? A legitimate one?
I'll say that there were some no calls that took place tonight. But I will also say that, one, this game was a weird one, I think, for those two to get technicals. Because I thought it was a pretty well-officiated game, all things considered. You didn't...
Well, when you have refs with the last name Washington and the last name Wall,
Yeah, fair.
That's totally irrelevant.
It just felt like a well-officiated game. There, Towns recently, I think, and by recently I mean since January or so, seems to be more active in the paint, more physical in the paint, so more foul calls are going to come. But a guy that shoots 20 sometimes a game, there are going to be some no calls that take place, especially with a guy that physical. It's just how it works. I mean, you can name basically any all-time great post player. I'm not saying Towns is an all-time great yet, but he's
inevitably
being
going to be
being
one.
He's used
apparently
like a perennial all-star would be used. He just won Player of the Week, for God's sake.
Hey-o.
But with being physical and getting the ball in the paint a lot, the refs are going to miss a call every now and then. It's just how it works. That's my stance.
Yeah, I think it says an awful lot about how Thibodeau feels about it when he's inquiring to the league office about contact.
How
right?
does those calls go? Do you think he's like as animated? I would just love to see a composed phone call version of Tibbs complaining about the refs.
Do you want to be the league office or do you want to be Thibodeau? Because we can.
I'll be the league office.
Okay. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
NBA league office.
Hey, this is Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, hello, Mr. Thibodeau. What can I do you for?
I have complaints.
Apparently, this league office guy's a Minnesotan. What can we help you with?
I have complaints about the contact my starting center is receiving, and amidst all this contact, not getting any foul calls. What can we do about this?
Well, sir, we'd have to check back at the film.
I've already sent you an email with plays attached from tonight's game that ended 35 minutes ago.
You've already went through all the
Twice.
Entire game still. Well,
are you going to get back to me on this? Or are we going to see action?
Well, we'd have to review everything first and check the film.
Well, check your damn email. I checked the film already. Get back to me as soon as you can, okay?
All right, let's get lunch next time you're in town.
All right, thank you, sir. I went out of character a little bit at the end.
That was good. That was good. I've already checked it twice. All right.
I took improv in high school a little bit.
That was impressive.
The Wolves started the game awfully early. Two things. Lance Stephenson out of the rotation. What's going on there?
I would imagine Tibbs likes Dunn and Tyus better as a backcourt duo.
How can you like Dunn better after seeing how poorly he played tonight? He was awful.
He was very good against Golden State, and he's Tibbs' top five pick.
Fair enough.
I think that's the short answer.
Those are two excellent
also,
counterpoints.
Also, I mean, Lance Stephenson's a good defensive player and a good passer. He has qualities that Dunn doesn't have, mainly just the ability to shoot and score and help with an offense. Dunn's just not there yet. Defensively, I think you can make the argument Dunn's already a better defender than Lance is, like, the current Lance Stephenson. Maybe not peak Lance Stephenson. Offensively, Lance makes bigger boneheaded decisions because he's more confident with the ball.
You think so?
Yes.
I think all things being equal, I take Dunn on my team over Lance for all the obvious reasons, but I wouldn't put Dunn at never mind. I guess I...
Well, finish your statement.
I think Lance deserves time, but...
I think he's gotten time, and that's why he's on his second 10-day with the Timberwolves.
I'm not going to die on the hill.
Yeah, fair enough.
The hill that I've chosen to die on in the past year or so.
Nemanja Bjelica?
Nemanja Bjelica.
Double-double machine.
That dude goes...
He's been good.
What was it?
16 and 10.
Yeah, 6 of 7 from the field, I think.
He's been great.
He only missed 1 3. He had that nice little pass reception on the Rubio highlight reel pass. One of... A few of them. So, yeah, he's been awesome, right?
He's been good lately. He's been hitting shots. He's been, I think, especially active on the glass lately. He's become kind of an offensive rebound specialist to a degree.
He was big for them tonight, I think, because Washington likes to go small with Otto Porter and name that Morris twin at the four.
They have Markieff, right? Marcus is in Detroit.
Marcus is in Detroit, yeah.
Yes.
And Markieff is the better twin, I think.
He's slightly better, yeah, but... Again, I heard Britt talking, and I just take his word as the gospel for the most part.
It's fair enough.
Marcus has improved more since entering the league than Markieff. But Markieff is probably better right now.
And when you look at Markieff, he's tall. Like, real tall.
He's like 6'10", right?
Something yeah,
like
he's that. Damn near 7 feet. Cause
he's
not
a big dude.
He's not exactly gazing up at Towns. But anyway, I thought that was big for Bjelica to be able to be on the floor against... probably more athletic four, regardless of whether it was Porter or Morris. So that was big for them.
So trivia for you.
Oh, I can't wait to get
this
wrong.
Who led the team in plus minus tonight? I'll put it this way. Maybe
was
this
he
will
a starter
help
or not?
I will give you a hint in this way. Who do you think was in there for the biggest stretches, the most successful stretches?
Ricky Rubio.
Game? No.
Who was it?
Brandon Rush.
Oh, and he started the game by hitting a 3 of 3 from 3-point range.
Finished 4 of 7, 12 points, 33 minutes, a plus 25. Ricky Rubio and Andrew Wiggins, who I think played the exact same rotations together. I think they spent every second on the floor together, 39 minutes, plus 20 each. I mean, in a game where the Wolves don't have anyone really shine, I feel like Brandon Rush's 4 of 7 from deep is a bigger story because he just hasn't been hitting those since being entered in the starting lineup. And him starting off as hot as he did, I feel like the Wolves have shown that if they get off to a double-digit lead early on, it's their best bet to win the game. And those threes helped them get there tonight.
Yeah, and Thibodeau was also complimentary of his defensive effort after the game.
Yeah, I had more questions about that than he did, but I mean, hey.
Well, why didn't you ask them, Timmy?
Do you think I'm really going to be like, do you really think Brandon Rush was good on D?
Sir, say more about Brandon Rush being
what
good
specifically?
On D.
I mean, Bradley Beal shot 7 of 20.
Question.
He shot 7 of 21 from the field, 3 of 11 from deep. He didn't shoot particularly well. 7 rebounds, 2 assists.
The Wizards only shot like...
Maybe I was wrong. It felt like Beal played better than his shooting numbers led on. But obviously they didn't. And Tom Thibodeau is smarter than I am.
The Wizards were held to like, what, 20-some percentage from the 3-point range?
They shot 7 of 26, 27% from deep. 26.9.
Okay, I was doing that from memory, so not bad.
The Wolves, 10 of 21 from deep, 47.6%.
It's worth noting that the... This is what, the third game in 4 nights for the Wolves? Well, it's the 7th of 10 for the Wizards.
Yep.
So,
but to their credit, they had won, I think, 4 in a row coming into this game, so they were feeling good.
They were. I think they're number one. If you look right now on ESPN's power rankings, I think the Wizards were number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's big for, I mean, it's mid-March. That's a big deal.
Yeah, they're the second best team in the East, I think, unless you want to take Orlando's side, and then we can discuss.
I was going to say, I think Boston just overtook them technically.
Technically.
The second best team in the East.
Talk to me in the playoffs about how good Boston is.
Ooh.
I said it.
About to make a 2-3 bet? Who wins the second round semifinals Boston and Washington?
I'm down on Boston, yeah. I'll bet you 3 beers on that one. If that is going to be the matchup, assuming that no team at this point between now
an
and
injury.
And there, yeah. Okay. Assuming no injuries, 3 beers.
I'm in.
All right, deal. We don't need to shake hands because we set it on air.
We see each other often enough. It'd be hard to go against it. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Sweet. Anything else on tonight that we should note?
I mean, we didn't really touch on how awesome that Golden State game was, but I was there with my dad. Second game of the year I've sat in the stands with my pops.
Yeah.
And that was one of the best games I've ever been to.
Tyus Jones with the dagger? No, that
two
was...
Two daggers.
Two daggers, yeah.
He was unbelievable. Oh, wait, no. That was against...
That was a different game. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That was against the Clippers.
Yes.
Yes.
Which was another good game in its own right.
Right. But I don't know, the Golden State game, they got off to a big lead. You knew Golden State was going to chip away because, I mean, Ricky Rubio played Steph Curry great. Brandon Rush didn't play Klay Thompson very well, but, I mean, he did what he could.
Yeah.
When Klay Thompson is open, it's hard for him to miss. But I've never seen the Wolves hold their own so well. They never looked scrambled. And against a team that good, I mean, wow. It was the biggest crowd, apparently, in team history. I would say probably 30% of that were 8-year-old white kids wearing Steph Curry jerseys.
Oh,
but,
no, the worst. The Mac Martins of the world. Yeah. That's a really made a joke from both of us.
But the Mac.
I went there.
Oh, God, I can't believe you just did that. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, that'll throw you off.
It was a big crowd, but at any rate, at the end of the game when the Wolves won, it felt like the whole crowd was in favor of the Wolves. I don't know if that's because most of the people in Warriors jerseys there.
Are you calling people in Minnesota fair weather fans?
I'm calling those people fair weather fans. I want to know what they did with their Miami Heat number 6 LeBron jerseys and et cetera, et cetera. I am – okay. Here's my stance on fair weather fandom. Because I am the most fair weatheriest of Vikings fans.
And Twins.
In the world. No, I'm a legit Twin. I watch the Twins every year.
All right, all right.
But the Vikings, I am as fair weather as they come. If they're good, I'll watch. If they're bad, I won't. I live in Minnesota. I think I'm allowed to jump on the fun when it's happening in my backyard.
What are you going to do about this gopher thing?
Don't care. I'll root for them, but I don't actually care.
Are you going to watch the game on Thursday? I think it's like Thursday on TNT.
Middle Tennessee?
Yeah.
Sure. I love watching March Madness. It's going to be on my laptop all day. But if you are cheering for a team across state lines because they're good and they're beating your team all the time
and they're on
your
national
team's
television,
not very good and they're on, yeah.
And your team didn't draft their star player.
It's all this crap. And they're like the title favorite. That's lame to me.
You can
like whoever you want, but that this I follow players, not teams thing is very convenient for people who never want to be sad watching sports. Not that we want to be sad watching sports, but I think, and this is like every person has said this ever who is like an old school sports fan, it adds to the emotion of the win when the win takes place.
Fair enough. Speaking of being sad when watching sports, how was that Minnesota United match you went to on Sunday?
I am literally wearing a pair of Minnesota United socks because my feet were getting so cold during the game that I went to the gift shop during the game, bought a t-shirt and a pair of socks and put them on.
They didn't have any earmuffs for you there?
No.
It's a fair question.
No Minnesota United earmuffs, I think. Actually, I don't think I should comment on what I was about to say.
You should, because you can't just do that.
No, it's regarding future endeavors.
But, oh, okay. You don't want to break news right now?
I don't think I'm at liberty to right now. I don't think certain people would like me to yet.
I's and T's haven't been dotted and crossed, respectively?
Right.
All right, cool.
Let's just say I'm very excited to watch Minnesota United this year.
All right, but not in the freezing cold.
Hopefully not. That was awful. Like,
did
my
you
feet
stay
were
for the whole
buried.
Game? The final score was like what, 6-1?
6-1. We stayed until the 80th minute.
Oh man.
They might not. They scored in the 94th minute again. Atlanta did. So we missed one of the goals. But like Minnesota United's defense is just brutal. I've never seen so many just fast break shots before. Just a guy and the goalie, one on one. It was.
I heard it's going to be pretty a bit dismal this year.
And that was the other expansion team.
Yeah, Atlanta knew, from my understanding, they knew they were going to get a team a year before Minnesota United did, so they've been preparing a little better.
Interesting.
It's a little nugget.
Well.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah.
Have you on Locked On Wolves later this week?
If you call and I answer, I will talk.
All right, sweet. Yeah, I have yet to.
That's my condition.
I have yet to do the whole impromptu thing where I call you and you talk, so.
We could do it. Well, yeah, I'm actually willing to do it at any point this week.
Saturday, St. Paul, you excited?
I don't know if it's happening.
For Tim Fakeless, at TimFakLis on Twitter. My name is Zachary Bennett, at Zachary BD. This has been Locked On Wolves Wired. So long.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.